Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, November 26, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff here. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Elizabeth from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now, we've got in studio our good friend, Lacey Alling. I finally get it right, Lacey?
You did good.
Okay. Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, thank you so much for being here and bringing a friend with you. We've got Jacob here from the Heart of Wisconsin Leadership Class. Jacob, we've talked with you a number of times. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time from both of you. We'll be talking with Jacob in a moment, but Lacey, I wanted to start off, if you don't mind, getting into some upcoming events, and we've got Rekindle the Spirit right around the corner. It is tomorrow.
Yes. I am very, very excited. We're kind of finishing up our own float that's going to be in there. It's a little bit different. But definitely do not forget to come out a little bit earlier for the ribbon cutting, the ceremony to, you know, kind of celebrate that leadership couple classes. I think it was 3 years that maybe more that worked on that. So they're full and I'm excited. They're red and green right now. I think they're going to change. So they won't say this for people that I saw some online things saying, why are they Christmas colors? It's not even Thanksgiving yet. But we're really, really grateful to Econ for doing that and Current for, you know, their partnership for that. And please come out. Parade starts at 5:45. We're going to have, I think we have 68 or 70 floats.
Woo.
There was some that were like, we might bring an extra one.
Nice.
So last year we had 60. So we're almost 10 bigger. So really, really excited to have everyone come and be a part of this. Obviously, it's a free event. We're going to have Chatterbox down there from 3:30 to 6:30, as well as they're donating cookies for the Santa visits after at Hotel Mead. So please come, bring the family out, have dinner, you know, with Chatterbox, get some chili, get some candy, then see Santa.
Mm-hmm. Lacey, with this event, just a couple of quick notes about this one. For one, the team at the Chamber and our community start working on this right away. Like, this is almost a year-round event at this point, how big it's become and everything. Lacey gave you a stat there real quick about how many floaters we had last year and how many we have this year. You heard an increase in that. That doesn't happen unless there's amazing work going on at our Chamber. And a community that sees a benefit in being a part of the Chamber and being a part of the community. So any businesses out there, if you have not already been a part of the Chamber, encourage you to do that. Be a part of things. We'll see you at next year's parade.
Absolutely.
It's such a, as somebody who's been doing this for a while and talked to a number of people in your position, Lacey, I this is nothing about previous regimes or anything like that, but I haven't seen these kind of things happening in our community. It's very encouraging, and at a time when I think we could use it the most. So I just want to tip my hat to you guys on this. It's some really good work that you're doing over there, and the community is paying attention, and you could see businesses are paying attention with the added number of floats and things like that. So just anybody out there listening, you know, you want to be a part of, you can't be a part of this year's maybe, but you want to be a part of next year's. Well, they start prepping on this thing like on Black Friday, basically, like, you know, this weekend. So reach out if you're a business, be a part of things at the Chamber and be a part of the parade next year. With the parade itself and the lighting of the lighting ceremony, I cannot encourage people enough to get down there for that too. This is a community thing. This is something the whole community can get behind and encourage and be a part of. So check that out. We're fortunate to have a parade, have a float in the parade. We're very excited about that. And you said you guys are putting some fine touches on yours?
Yes. So it's our first year doing it, and I'm excited. I went and bought a lot of candy, and we're gonna have a bunch of walkers, preferably my children if they will do it. But I'm very grateful that we're able to have things like this, especially with the holidays coming up. And I know it's hard with the night before Thanksgiving, a lot of people are traveling, but please make some time to just come out, take pictures. Titanium Photography will be doing complimentary photos, which he will email to everyone, so he will do pictures for you. They're working on the setup right now, but very, very grateful that we're able to have the businesses to donate, Kathy from Chatterbox, to donate cookies so that way people can kind of come down, see Santa, have some cookies, take some pictures, and kind of start the holiday off right.
I think it's a really good note that you had there about having this event. We've had it for a long time, and we've had events like this for a long time. Not every community has something like this, and being able to have these things and host them still and all that, it's a privilege. It's something that we're very fortunate to have around here. So enjoy this event. Come on down, check it out, dress warm. You know, Midwest weather, dress warm, everybody. You know how that goes. And enjoy, rekindle the spirit. I also wanted to talk a little bit about Small Business Showcase, and that's coming up. That is right around. That starts this Saturday.
Yes. So Saturday, November 30th through the December, so Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. And so please come and pick up your passports. They're at every single business that is participating, as well as we're on there too. So make sure that we're your last stop. That way you can just drop it off and kind of,
there you go,
you know, get both of them out of the way. But please,
well played.
Yes,
well played.
Please come. There's I visited when we did some of the drop offs, but I love Rapids Awards and More. They are December Member of the Month as well. But a lot of places that I've went into, but I haven't got to like look around, because mm-hmm. I typically, if I have my kids with me, it's like, let's make sure they don't damage anything. Milkweed Market, Prairie Sage Homes, River City Supply Company. If you've ever been in there, they're right along the expressway, but mm-hmm. right, kind of where we're going to be for the parade. But I think if you've never been in there, they have a lot of great deals. Mm-hmm. I ended up getting a heated jacket for like $50.
Nice.
A Milwaukee heated jacket.
Ooh,
so
nice.
If you go in on some of their deals, I know their hours are going to be a little bit more conducive to shopping this season. Evolution Axe Throwing, it is a great space. Don't be alarmed by, you know, the gigantic, you know, warehouse look of it.
Yeah.
It's wonderful in there. There's cornhole. There's even a little dart for like younger kids, mm-hmm. Like a little safety thing. But obviously with the cornhole, there's darts, there's axes. I know he wants to start a knife throwing, but he's really, really passionate about mm-hmm. axe throwing as a actual sport. So there's wonderful places to go inside when it's a little bit colder, and check them out when there isn't so many things outside going on in the area, to just go in there. And they have dogs. They have dogs when you walk in. So,
sold.
Yeah,
sold.
It's really fun. And you can get drinks there. The kids are welcome there. I think it's fun to have a place where kids can go and adults can go, and they both can have fun, where mm-hmm. someone doesn't feel like they're making a sacrifice, and where your kid's telling you that you're bored 100 times.
Right. I'm so glad that you shouted out both these businesses. I would like to just piggyback on that too, a compliment to them in the locations that they are both located in. Both spots that could use locations, that could mm-hmm. use more business and more traffic in those areas. So not only great businesses, unique businesses that you're not going to find in every city, but also the locations of them are awesome. I think they're really good locations, and
yes.
it's nice to see businesses in those spots. With something like this, one of the things we certainly highlight, the mantra that we repeat maybe more than anything else around here, buying local, supporting local, and how much we believe in that. And it's a part of our everyday life around here in Central Wisconsin. So there's certainly that part of the small business and the showcase Saturday and some of that. You and I talk about this all the time, Lacey. There are businesses and new businesses popping up that people maybe, you know, we're just turning them on to, or they haven't had a chance to stop by yet, or something like that. So here is a great opportunity to do that as well.
Absolutely. And I'm a firm believer that when you support local and you're supporting small businesses, it's not these, you know, I love some of the big chains, because some of those things we can't get locally. But don't forget about the mom and pop stores, the places that, they're making those things. It's homemade. It's made with love. And you're not supporting, a big company that's, that's publicly traded. You're supporting
right.
someone that is just making sure that they can, you know, live their passion and still be there, you know, with their family.
Our friends from Family Natural Foods and El Cafe are on here.
Yes.
I see Goodwill, Edge VR, and other friends of ours. The Trading Post on here. I feel like every, at least once a year, I have to go into the Trading Post. The items and everything that in there just changes too much. You've got to check it out all the time. So there's so many great businesses in here, whether it's one you haven't been to in a while, or one you just want to check out, or a familiar haunt to you or anything like that. Check them out, get them located, and get in on this and have some fun with it, everybody. Showcase, Small Business Showcase Saturday, coming up this Saturday. Kicks off. Nukusa Holiday Parade and Fireworks is also around the corner. Another wonderful signature event here in Central Wisconsin, Lacey.
Yes, so Saturday, December 7th, and there is still time to register your floats for that one. So even if you are a Wisconsin Rapids business or Stevens Point or local, they're a great place to go and hand out things, be a part of it, you know, kind of get your name out there as well. Nukusa has wonderful businesses. The support there from Ho-Chunk, there's wonderful businesses out there, and they are a huge reason why we're able to do the fireworks that like big cities do after those parade displays. And I'm very grateful for Highland to to work with us and work with our budget as a nonprofit and be able to do the firework display. It is long. It is it's not like a five minute, you know, it's like 15 to 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful to have Domtar and Santa Claus on that float and how they go all out. It looks beautiful. It looks like it could be in a Better Home and Gardens magazine. but very grateful to Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus to do both of these parades and all the things that we have going on in Nacoosa. That whole day is, I mean, you could spend your entire day on Saturday there. Mm-hmm. They have their Heather Fornacusa, obviously. A huge shout out to her. I'm very grateful for her as our chair for our ambassador group. And they have a craft show. They've got Santa visits. They have the fire department's going to be open. They also have, there's going to be some cookies at the library and some, story time with Santa there earlier in the day. So a lot of wonderful things to do. Definitely don't sleep on Nacoosa. Mm-mm. There's a lot of stuff going on there, and we're also going to have the lights down there that they're, you know, starting, and it has a lot of stuff. It's a small town, but it has all the big town amenities. Yeah. So to go there, you could spend the whole day there.
This parade is awesome, and one of the things that I feel like the parade highlights is maybe the best export that Nacoosa has, the people. You're not going to meet many better people than Nacoosa people, and the area there, the vibe there, the energy of the city of Nacoosa, and you get that with the parade. You also get a chance to check out some of the businesses around there and everything, and got some wonderful spots there. Whether we're talking about the Nacoosa Hometown Parade or something like this, or we're talking about something going on in Sand Valley and Rome, all of our communities are connected. We got people that live in different spots. Somebody lives in Nacoosa that works in Rapids, or vice versa, some of those things. And we all not only get by together, our economies and all this, but this is what the seasons are all about. This is what this holiday marathon is all about, is getting the chance to take in more different events and fun events, and maybe see some stuff that you haven't seen before. Nobody does this like Nacoosa. Like they go all out on this one. I genuinely feel like every single member of the city of Nacoosa is a part of this event.
Yes, they are out there. They are supporting. And I love that they support their own. And I think that's something to definitely, you know, be proud of.
Yeah.
That parade is, even though it's shorter, we already have more people registered for this year than we did last year. And we are still taking more registrants. Please reach out to me, 715. Well, you can call the chamber, or you can do communications, or you can register online. There's a whole bunch of different ways that you can reach out. But I always want to say my phone number, but I don't want to say that right now, because if someone calls me, my phone goes off, I'm going to be like, oh my goodness. But 715-422-4859. And then definitely reach out if you have questions, if you're wondering. I know we've had some people that were like, well, can we have UTVs, ATVs out there? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I know that some of the rules are different for each one. So if you are from, you know, Wisconsin Rapids, but you have one of those kind of groups, mm-hmm. please reach out. Snowmobiles. I mean, I would love to see some kind of horse riding group.
Yeah.
I think that I love animals. So anytime we can get the animals in the parade, but please reach out to me or to the chamber. Anyone can answer the questions. And as long as you're not Santa Claus or having Santa Claus on your float, we're pretty okay with everything. We have heard a lot of rumors that we're going to have a judging contest. We have talked about doing some kind of 3D printed award for the best float for 2025, mm-hmm. when the idea was kind of tossed around, we didn't really have a lot of time to try to see stuff like that. If you are hearing that, it's not true. I would love to do it next year. I'd love to have a little setup where we can hold up scores to each
awesome.
Flow. I think it'd be so much fun.
That would be.
Definitely. If you have an idea and you want to see something, reach out. Let us know. We're open ears.
We're speaking with Lacey Alling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to keep doing that, by the way. And we wanted to get into some other fun topics here. We have got upcoming workforce programs and events, Lacey. Networking Night is right around the corner as well. Wanted to touch on that one.
Yes. So that is going to be at the, hopefully I pronounce this correctly, Le Chateau, mm-hmm. The Manor B&B. So it's kind of hard to miss that. It's, mm-hmm. it's a very iconic, I think sometimes when you give directions, you use that but it's 840 First Street North, Wisconsin Rapids. So down kind of in the heart of Wisconsin Rapids after the roundabout, before you get to the river, they are a lovely B&B that is having their They obviously have a lot of things there, but they are open. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if people are allowed to stay there that night, but they are going to have an ugly sweater contest. And I know that they're going to have presents that are going to be open. And then the winner is going to get a free night stay there, as well as they decorate a lot of Christmas trees. So she kind of, I think she has like four or something like that in each room.
Nice.
Of that. And they're all have different themes. So she does things that she loves. So I think there was even a Heart of Wisconsin one last year. And I think there was like a coffee tree. And but yeah, Rachel's really, really great at obviously doing a whole bunch of things. Yeah. But we're looking forward to that. That is going to be Monday, December 16th from 5 to 7. And that is our December networking at night. Wear an ugly sweater or the holiday attire for a free raffle ticket.
We'll be sure to remind people about that when we get closer to it. Got some upcoming ribbon cuttings we wanted to remind people about as well.
Yeah, so I don't always share them, but there's some that I think some people want to go to them. They want to know about these businesses. And when I was doing the drop-offs for the Small Business Showcase, I heard it a lot. Like, we'd love to go to those. And I just don't check my Facebook often enough, or I don't check my email. So I wanted to make sure that I included it. So the Grand Ave Bridge Lighting, obviously that one is going to be right before Rekindle. But that's just celebrating the completion of that. The mayor will speak a little bit into how it happened and then how that evolved with the community leadership project at 525. It's going to be on Grand Ave, but kind of near Veterans Park. Like Lunch by the River area. And then the Southwood County Historical Museum, they are also having a ribbon cutting on Saturday, December 7th. So two of them are right before our parades. This one a little bit in the afternoon, 11:30 a.m. at the Southwood County Historical Museum. And then the Wood County Jail completion, they are having a ribbon cutting on Tuesday, December 17th. That is more, I think, more of an event. So there will be tours and things like that. So that's 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Tuesday, December 17th.
Looking forward to every one of those. Lacey, wanted to certainly bring Jacob on here last. We got about 5 or 6 minutes left, and I wanted to make sure to be able to talk a little bit about the leadership class coming up. And thank you both for being here, especially Jacob, to be able to talk about this ACE Leadership Program.
Yes, absolutely. So this year it changed a little bit. Now it's accredited. So really excited for that from Mid-State. So, and I obviously got to do it last year. So A is standing for Advanced Community Education. So he is going to speak about his experiences from that last month. Earlier this month.
I want to say December. Jacob, tell us a little about it.
Yeah. So just like what she said, I would say it definitely is a way to building with myself within the community, but also just kind of getting education towards becoming a better leader. I think that was one of the topic that we worked on today was nonprofit. And as myself, who I work for the Southwood County YMCA as the Healthy Living Director, we're a nonprofit. But there's also a lot of other nonprofits within the community that I didn't know about until we had their executive directors come in and speak to us as a board panel, like Child Caring, Career Closet, Family Center, ODC, Boys and Girls Club, Heart Chambers, and Fort Nakusa. Like Fort Nakusa is a very newer nonprofit, 1.5 years old. But it was really cool to kind of understand what they really want out of their community and how they can impact and influence everybody. And one of the comments that stood out to me from the ODC is that they've basically preached their vision on how much we give versus how much we get. And that's a very big step when you look at nonprofits and their mission to the community of providing different opportunities for the members of the community. But I guess the biggest takeaway that I got from this is to trust yourself and use your resources within the community, because everybody's willing to give if you just reach out and ask. The leadership developments, but a big, I guess, problem or barrier that nonprofits are having that I've learned because of the board of directors that actually came in and talked to us as a panel as well, is the lack of volunteer. And that really dropped after COVID in 2020, and now it's on the rise and rebuilding. But we really want to preach as nonprofits to the community that please get out there and volunteer and help out these different programs that are ran. Because, again, we're trying to run these programs for the community and have these opportunities for people who may or may not can't afford certain things, but also just in general, get out there and get along with the community and get to know each other. But so far, I've been really enjoying the class and really seeing how I can actually apply that to my current work world. And I'm excited to keep learning and see what's moving forward.
When we share information, we are that much stronger from it, no matter what the business, no matter what we're talking about. And certainly when we're talking about nonprofits and funding is cut in some areas and some are in need of funding. So being able to share information and ideas, it makes them that much stronger and helps our communities that much better. Mm-hmm. There are so many great volunteer opportunities. Off the top of my head, I could tell you Meals on Wheels. I could tell you that there are plenty of things at our local YMCA that they could use a hand with, especially with sports and some of the other activities that go on. The Chamber has many events at times that they could certainly use volunteers for. I've mentioned that it was Wisconsin Rapids Family Center many times. You can call 211, another nonprofit in the United Way's 211, and they will give you a list of great volunteer opportunities. And not for nothing, you know, in this day and age and this time of year, if you were looking for what is something that's going to make me feel good that I almost guarantee is going to give my soul a recharge? Volunteer. I don't put my name on much in this world. I will put my name on that. I will guarantee that. You put an hour into volunteering into this community, and you're going to get something back that you can't put words to. There's just nothing like it. I appreciate you commenting on this, Jacob, and mentioning this and sharing the leadership program with us and everything. The more we learn about this, Lacey, the more I feel like more and more businesses out there are like, this is something, I want to be a part of this. I want to have my employees a part of this. How can they do that, or how can they plan to do that?
Yes, so please reach out to Laura Bonner Ridgway. She is our Workforce and Economic Development Director at workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. If you're looking at the 2025, 2026, you're obviously, it's never too early to reach out, kind of get what information do you need, what are you going to need for employee to kind of see which employee you think would benefit from that. I don't think that there is a wrong employee to benefits.
No.
I don't think that there's like a specific age or, you know, like years in service. I think that anyone can grow in their role. And I think that as a leader, you want to keep growing. You want to keep learning more. And I'm so grateful that I was a part of it last year. I learned so much, and I'm very close with quite a few of the participants from it. I have them on Facebook. I talk to them and I check in with them often because I think it's just, we're all in this community. We're all seeing different things, and we all want to make it better. So mm-hmm. whatever we can do to kind of band together, we'll do.
In the last minute we have, want to shout out our December member of the month. You kind of teased this a little bit earlier.
Yes, Rapids Awards and More. I love Van. I stop in there often. Obviously, make sure you have time because you're going to talk
yes.
about something, and he's going to show you everything that's going on. But very excited to have them as our December member of the month, as well as Small Business Showcase, as well as they always help us with internal awards, our annual awards stuff. They are always, he's always really great at like, okay, this is my idea. Can you find this?
Yes.
And then he will look online.
He's the best.
Yeah. He's such a great person. And he's such a, you know, he's such a kind soul that it's someone, yeah. he's someone who recharges you as well.
Yes.
Someone to talk yeah. to you and just get something off your chest. And it's a safe space at Rapids Awards and More. And obviously you're going to see a lot of Taylor Swift and you're going to see a lot of Donald Trump, but it's a great place to be. So definitely check them out and visit them during this entire month.
Buy local, support local, everybody, and support our friends at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and of course, our friends at the Southwood County YMCA. Lacey, Jacob, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you, James. Yeah, we appreciate you.
Find out more at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything going on in your community. We'll be back with more here at WFHR.